This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Leave only you. Praise the Lord. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Welcome all those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line and on Facebook Live. It was so many of you, I'm not going to call any names because I'll miss somebody. But thank God that you're here today. Today we will be starting off, as they say, a new year. And we have a great message from the Lord. And we will also be doing our communion at the end. So if you would, grab your Bibles, as we always say, and let's get started. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 22. Now we're going to be coming from verses 39 to 46. Luke chapter 22, verse 39 to 46. And man, you better pay attention here. So it reads this way. And he came out and went as he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Let's pray. Our Father, it's once again that we come and we thank you in the mighty precious name of Christ. We pray right now that I decrease and you increase. Open our eyes that we may behold the wonderful truth of your word. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today is going to be taken right from the reading, Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. What I want to do right now from the Word of God is set the foundation. I want you to understand this, and I want you to get it good. And if you understand this, God will bless you here. It says, I want you to get this statement here. God does not change. No matter what we do, we think we can make God change. He changes not. I want you to look at these scriptures here. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Listen to what it says. It says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are consumed. I want you to know that if God would change, that would be a problem. God is omnipresent, omnipotent. He has all power. He knows the end before the beginning. When he does something, it's forever. He does not have to change. And it goes against his attributes. He tells us right here, for I am the Lord, I change not. Boy, I don't know about you, but what a great thing we have in an ever-changing world that we have a constant that won't change, and that is the Lord. You know, Jesus says it this way in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.